Hare Krishna. So let's discuss the third verse of the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So in the second verse, we saw that Sanjaya is describing to Dhritarashtra that his son Duryodhana is approaching Dronacharya after seeing the entire army of Pandavas. And what did he speak? That particular thing we'll see now in this verse. So third verse goes like this. पश्यैतां पाण्डुपुत्राणाम् आचार्यं महतीं च मोम् व्यूढां द्रुपदपुत्रेण तव शिष्येण धीमत. सो दिस वर्स इट टॉक्स अबाउट द डिप्लोमैटिक डीलिंग ऑफ दुर्योधन. सो इट गोज लाइक दिस. इज एक्चुअली एड्रेसिंग आचार्य. ओ आचार्य, ओ टीचर. एंड ही सेइंग दैट पश्य एतां महतीं च मोम. Pashya etam. See this. What? Mahatim chamum. This great, you know, military army that is there in front of you. Vyudham is arranged, you know, so nicely. Now, what if he asks, Dronacharya, if he's asking, whose army? Panduputranam. The army, you know, of the sons of Pandavas. And then, you know, if he's asking this question, suppose Dronacharya is asking this question, who arranged? Who arranged? Then he's saying that tava dhimata shishyena, your intelligent disciple. And Dronacharya might say that, oh, see, at the side of Pandavas, all of them are my disciples. Whom are you talking about? Then he says, Drupada putrena, the son of Drupad, the son of Drupad Maharaj. Now, multiple things to discuss here, very nice verse. So let's try to discuss one by one. First question is, why did he approach Dronacharya? He could approach anyone. Why did he approach Dronacharya? Now, all of us know that Dronacharya was the common teacher of both Kauravas and Pandavas. And who was the dearest disciple of Dronacharya? Arjuna. In fact, all the Pandavas headed by Yudhishthir, they were all dear to Dronacharya, and he had a lot of affection for all of them. So Duryodhana, he doubted Dronacharya. He felt that this person, Dronacharya, he might not give his best in fighting. In fact, he might not fight against his dear disciples. So just to incite the anger in Dronacharya, he goes to Dronacharya and he speaks this verse. And what is that line which will actually incite the anger in Dronacharya? That word, Drupada Putrena. Now let's try to understand why this word is so important. Let me take you to the childhood of Dronacharya and Drupad Maharaj. So in the childhood, both of them, Drona and Drupad, both of them, they were there in the same Gurukul. And they were like best of friends, a lot of affection for each other. So one day, out of momentary affection, you know, for Dronacharya, Drupad Maharaj, at that time, a small Drupad, he promised Drona that I will give you half of my kingdom when I'll inherit the kingdom from my father. And after many, many years, both of them, they were married, and you know, at one side, Drupad Maharaj inherited the kingdom of his father, and Dronacharya was a poor Brahmana. So one day, Dronacharya, he saw in his house that his son was crying for milk, and there was no milk, and he was not able to afford no milk. So he thought, you know, he was reminded of that promise of his dear friend, Drupad. So he thought, let me go to my friend and ask, not for half of the kingdom, what will I do of that, but one cow. And Dronacharya, with lots of hope, he goes to the palace of Drupad Maharaj. And then he addresses him, oh friend. But then Drupad Maharaj, he becomes very angry and he says, that friendship is between equals. You're not my equal. Get out from here. And this was a great insult to Dronacharya. Dronacharya went back. And anyways, he was training the Kauravas and Pandavas in different military arts. When his students heard about what happened, now the Kauravas came forward first. Kauravas said, we will defeat Drupad. And they went. But they were badly defeated by Drupad and they came back. And after they came back, then the Pandavas, here headed by Arjuna at that time, so they said, we will go now. And very nicely, very tactfully, Arjuna and all the other Pandavas, They defeated Drupad Maharaj, not just defeated, they tied Drupad Maharaj and brought, you know, that personality. He was tied like an animal and they kept that person at the feet of Dronacharya. And then what did Dronacharya do? So Dronacharya, he said, now I want half of the kingdom. And he took half of the kingdom and he released Drupad. Now Drupad, for sure, Drupad Maharaj will not remain silent. He did a yajna. And the only goal of this yajna was to beget a son who will kill Dronacharya. So in that yajna, two personalities came out. One son, whose name was Dhrishtadyumna, and a daughter, whose name was Draupadi, who was married, you know, to Arjun. So now, this particular thing, that Dhrishtadyumna was supposed to kill Dronacharya, was known to everyone, including Dronacharya. Now, let's understand one very, very important aspect from here. So, when it comes to our Vedic culture, now look at the glory of our Vedic culture. Here, Dronacharya very well knew that this person, Dhrishtadyumna, has been begot only for one reason, that is to kill me. But still, when Dhrishtadyumna approached Dronacharya to learn military arts, Dronacharya accepted him wholeheartedly and he taught each and everything when it comes to the military arts to Dhrishtadyumna, who was supposed to be the death personified for Dronacharya. And this is a very, very nice thing about our Vedic culture, where the person is not focusing on the result, but the person is actually focusing on the duty. This is how liberal the Brahmanas were. And one very nice analogy, you know, from our Shastra for the liberal Brahmanas. It is described, the analogy given is of a sun. So like the sun does not withhold its rays, now, from distributing to the courtyard of anyone, including even a thief. Similarly, a Brahmana, he does not differentiate between anyone. He is equal to everyone. This is the glory. This is the glory of our Vedic culture. In fact, how fortunate all of us are, that we are part of this glorious Vedic culture. And how fortunate all of us are that we are getting this opportunity to understand the essence of Vedic culture, that is Bhagavad Gita. Now, just to summarize, that why did Duryodhana approach Dronacharya? I would like to directly read from the purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So you can refer, it is pasted there in the description block. So it goes like this. Duryodhana pointed this mistake of Dronacharya's so that he might be alert and uncompromising in the fighting. Now hope you understand what mistake he is talking about. The mistake of liberally teaching whom? Dhrishtadyumna. By this, he wanted to point out also that he should not be similarly lenient in battle against the Pandavas, who were also Dronacharya's affectionate students. So thank you very much. That's it for today. Let's meet tomorrow and discuss the next verse. Hare Krishna.